We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. We only have one thing on the agenda right now, and that's on discussion, but I would like to add a number two. I'll give you a very brief FELIRC report from this morning. And did you say you had some scheduling things to add?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we can just add them as we go then when
okay.
we get done. So let's take the big one. Picnic menu. We'll tackle that first while we still have lots of energy.
I recommend sushi.
So, denied. So last year we had some of our employees smoke beef for us.
Yeah.
And I thought it was extraordinary. The feedback I got then and shortly after was very positive. What about you two? Steve met with the directors here just recently. They thought very highly of it too. Now, I will say that put maybe five people on the line for doing a lot of work smoking all that, and one of them in particular, I believe I did well over half of it. He seemed willing to do something again. That was pretty expensive. If you remember, this is what we paid.
Right.
And we could change that too, but
I like
think
that.
It's I enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I looked back. And of course, then there were the other things too to go along with it, but the meat was $377 last year.
Right.
Well,
but that was
a
rib.
Yeah,
we
had
a lot. Overbought, along with the meat. There was, I guess, hot dogs is kind of meat too, but we had some hot dogs and stuff for the kids, and there was lots of those left over. And Preston pointed out to Steve there would be cheaper alternative than ribs too.
Mm.
You know, and so I forget even the date. I think it's the 7th, but up in that same place again. But that's where we're at.
I loved it. I thought it was great. If they're willing to do it, I would say they should, no matter what it is, cut back quite a bit on the amounts, just figuring, you know, the kids and women aren't going to eat as much as the guys do.
Well, and I think he kept track of what was left over, so we have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Well, oh,
and it didn't get wasted either. I mean, we did. They did eat it upstairs for lunch.
Did they bring up another idea besides ribs? Did they smoke pork or something?
Pulled pork was one recommendation that came from Preston.
Yeah.
That would be maybe a. There are other. His comment was there were other things that smoke would be really good too, and that was one example.
I'm always a beef guy, but I wouldn't veto something else unless it was sushi.
Or chicken. I think we should let them decide, but I'd be happy with pulled pork, too. Those pork butts are pretty delicious roasted.
Do you guys have strong feelings about the rest of the menu?
No, I think we also might be able to reduce our costs a little bit there, because I know I can have some cost-saving ideas for the coleslaw. Won't be as good, but it's.
I think the rest of the menu we can figure out.
We had mac and cheese, beans, coleslaw, and watermelon, I think. And then,
since Preston did, and I don't want to downplay the contribution of the others that smoked, but I can't remember for sure everybody who it was, so it's the only name I'm mentioning to you. Would you mind working with Steve and Preston? Got some numbers on the meat, think about the menu, and
I'll take
put together
care.
A plan.
Yep. I got it.
Awesome. Perfect.
Okay. Anything else on that?
And then mission? Make assignments. I'm happy to make that. If you guys decide on mac and cheese, I'm happy to make that. Or something else.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me. That was one of the other suggestions that came out of the directors was have a kids' table with more of the things that they're more likely to eat, the hot dogs, the brats, that kind of stuff. So they can just run up and get their own stuff, and then...
Parents don't have to do it.
Parents don't have to do it, yeah. And they won't take things they don't want.
Well, supervision, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have not checked. You have what? Supervision at the kids' table. I mean, it's like... Don't want them burning themselves. Choking.
Parents' responsibility.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. Okay, I'll take care of it. I'll work with Preston and...
And Steve.
Or Steve. Did we do dessert last time? Yeah, I think somebody brought dessert.
I think we had something, but I mean...
I think it was just one of them. Wasn't ice cream. You brought pop and water, and there was a lot of that left, too. All right. Well,
okay.
And the venues are. There.
We just planted, so. We need to bring rags, dish towels, and soap.
Yes. Those were things that were missing last time.
I'll take care of it. Got you covered.
Bags.
Huh?
Ziploc bags would have been nice last year too for leftovers.
Yeah, because one thing with the leftovers last year, it was on a Tuesday, and then we dined here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This year it's on Thursday. Like one day before the weekend.
So don't eat before you come to work on Friday.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, then the FALIRC. So we had a short meeting to discuss what was going to be proposed. It kind of, to a large extent, got derailed. Carly McLeod, and I guess it wasn't clear whether she was representing utility shareholders or like wind developers, but... she objected to, or she had concerns, I'll say, about that it's unclear in that language that we looked at could be taken that they couldn't even hire consultants or anything. Now, I don't see that in there. I mean, this is talking about the mitigation of environmental impacts. The consultants are to plan what those impacts are going to be, but she requested that a commissioner meet with some of the industry people and discuss this more.
Who couldn't hire consultants?
She was concerned that industry couldn't hire consultants because they can't pay anyone except the ag commissioner.
Oh, I see.
But this whole thing about where they can't pay anyone except the ag, it's about...
Mitigating
environmental impacts. It's not about planning your application. But she has a concern, so it's going to be looked into. And so with another meeting of them coming up, that kind of ended the topic.
Sure, discussion on that.
Another gentleman that I can't remember his name, that represents one of the ag commodity groups, also had a concern that with this... exclude a developer's ability to pay crop damages to people. And again, Dutch Bielke assured him, well, it does not. This is a provision of law. Nothing in here, in those rules, stops their ability to do things. And so, but anyway, so those two concerns were expressed. I expressed our two concerns, and at first, the Ag Commissioner, the longer one, the section 4, the first of the two sections that we had recommendations on, he very much wanted to keep that language, but then it revolved around with that discussion with Carly and that other gentleman. They ended up, at the end of the discussion, basically requesting that the things that they can still pay for should be listed. But to me, that's a very dangerous policy because later on you think of something and then those words wouldn't be needed anymore because it would be clear you can pay crop damage, you can hire consultants. So,
see, but that's getting away from our intent.
Your comment about they is two different things. First, you said they were concerned they couldn't pay consultants, and you said the industry. And now you're listing all the things that they can pay, and that's the Ag Commissioner. So
no, I was still talking about the
industry. Why would the industry be listed in this? What they can pay for?
Because of that
concern of Carly's.
So well, anyway, nothing really got done.
Yeah. Well, my strong sense is that the ag commissioner wants to have the ability to just take money and not have to spend it on litigation. And that's, he's going to advocate for that hard.
I think on this topic, I'll sum it up like Senator Dick Devers summed up something one time down the Senate. When everything was said and done, there was a lot more said than done. The other thing.
Can I ask you one question? Oh. The follow-up on that meeting, is that with just industry and the A Commission, or do some of you that are on this are able to go to have a seat at the table too?
I presume we're welcome.
Okay.
Nothing was scheduled.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say they'd invite us if they want us.
I'm quite sure they will. I'm not sure. Hope they will, yeah. Then the other thing was, among other reports, but I mean, there's a lot of reports about fertilizers and things like that that I'm not going to go into. But Paul Seavey gave a report on the ongoing litigation over the river crossing for Dakota Access. And I mean, it's hard to believe 7 years of operations that we're still in litigation over that. It's kind of easy to just forget about that, but we're in the heart of it, and really no clear expectation of where they're going to end up going with this thing. And he listed 5 options that they're looking at, and they can only remember 4 of them. So, but there was another one. One is to continue operating as is. One is a hard shutdown, but abandoning the pipeline in place. One is a hard shutdown, and they have to remove all the pipeline, which the president of the Stockman's Association is outraged about. That would be their land being torn up where she lives. And then another one was a shutdown of this, but a potential north of Bismarck route. But as he pointed out, that's probably at least 3 years until you get a plan put together, siting approvals, easements, construction. All that time they'd be shut down potentially, and I can't remember the 5th one, but anyway, just after all this time, it's just easy to think that, oh, Dakota Access is in place, and that's how we move our oil, and this is still not done deal long term. Yeah.
See, back on that, quickly on the Furlick, I'm fairly comfortable with the Ag Commissioner. Like, he can work with whoever he wants into developing their first draft. I don't see them as being under any obligation to invite us to his meetings now, because they've been consulting with us directly, and they're going to have a draft rule that gets proposed, and then formal process where we can comment on that. So I wouldn't be, necessarily expect that maybe we'd be invited to that meeting with Carly and them. But
I'm hopeful we can get it to a level where we can support it. But maybe that'll be impossible by the time it's done. So. Okay, we're ready for scheduling.
So we had an informal on the Laverne Wind Repower a couple weeks ago, and the I hope I'm remembering this correctly. The State Historical Society came and talked with us and provided some information, and then we need to now figure out what we want to do. So I'm just wondering, do you guys want a work session to talk through this, or do you want me to work with staff on a solution that I think is appropriate and bring forward an order for you guys to look at?
Um, I don't have strong feelings either way. I'm comfortable with having a work session. I'm also comfortable with you working with staff and bringing something forward. And by then, I'll give it my thought again.
Sure.
But you know, maybe before you go through all that trouble, maybe it's more fair to you if we let you know what are the strong feelings on that. But at this time, I don't really. It just seems like we need some kind of a way to wrap this thing up, because it was done one way once, and now it's different circumstances, and you know, you don't want to impose ridiculous costs on someone for just moving a little bit because the first part never got done. And that, I just don't have a strong opinion at this time, I guess.
Yeah. So
I would lean towards a work session, and the reason why is because we have this one, and then we have two more coming up, and it might help us with the other two, because we'll have.
Well, whatever we do with this one, we'll do again. So it's just whether, you know, I agree with you. This one, we can't do something here and then change it again.
Right.
So
why don't we have a work session so you have some idea?
Yep. I mean, there aren't that many options.
Again.
So there's like two options.
Yeah.
I can make a book.
All right. So we should schedule that. And, well, second rock. We don't want to be part of the scheduling, but.
Friday the 11th. I'm going to throw something out.
That would work for me. And then,
could we do it on the 10th and revolve it around that rail service meeting, either before or after that? That's from 1:30 to 3:30.
I could go after 3:30.
Should we say, like, let's say, like,
or I could
3:45 or 4. So let's say 3:45. I don't think it'll take us very long, maybe half an hour.
What date was that?
The 10th. Oh, that's Rob, though. His hours are different.
He leaves at 10.
Yeah.
Well, let's have it at 3:45. And he leaves at what time?
I think he's usually 7 to 3, no?
To 3, oh.
Well,
could we do it before the rail service, like after 1 or something? I don't think it needs to be a long work session either.
How about the morning?
Or 11?
No, yeah. 11 to 12, I can't have the
meeting. Well, earlier?
I have Nate's getting his wisdom teeth out that morning, so I'm kind of going to be going here and there. How about 1 or 12:45?
Works for me.
12:45.
Okay. Okay. 12:45 on the 10th.
Okay.
Repower Laverne. Then the other one, this is something that Vic and I talked about, and by virtue of it not being on here, he must not have had much luck coming up with dates. Rob, does that time work for you? 12:45 on the 10th. Okay. Okay. I can do 12:45.
It's fine with me.
Would you rather do 3:45, Sherry?
Howdy.
All right, let's do 12:45. Okay. So RTO meetings.
We are still collecting dates. I did get some dates from SPP, but they have not responded back to Adam yet.
Okay.
So as soon as we have those, we will shop them with three
all
of
right.
you. But what we've been looking at is September, just as a...
And then Vic and I talked about getting like them on a regular basis, September, January, late January, and May. Was it? I wrote it down. I think it was May.
May, June. I mean, I want to make sure they get the best of North Dakota. So, I mean, January July, August.
Well, but September. Yeah, to get three in, I think.
Agree. January, May, September.
Yeah, is kind of what we're... Nice. So I'm hoping to get dates, like, set so we don't have to rethink it every time and that it's not so much, so hard for everybody to protect that time and the RTOs, you know, the closer we get to the dates, it's harder to find the time. So.
But you're thinking of three per year.
Yeah. I think we should with the way things are going in these RTOs. Yeah.
So, you know, just when you plan, like, late January, it was right before our meeting, so at least now it was in the first week of February instead of January, but so if it could be not quite so late.
Yeah. 20.
Don't go through the exact same thing twice.
Certainly.
I don't know how you and myself, your own meetings are scheduled for.
There's one in December, March, and September. And in June. September, March, June.
Yep. It works for me. Shot round.
We will get some dates at the latest by the next meeting. If not, if we have something very in the next few days, we'll maybe just visit with each of you individually.
Look at the calendars.
That too.
Yep. All right. That's it for me on scheduling.
Sherry, did you have anything? Yeah.
Nope. I got it all handled.
Okay. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you.